So start with just the definition of strain. And if you have some material and you draw some axes on it, these black axes for X, Y, and Z, and then you press on the crystal somehow, it will deform. And the strain is the change in the shape of the crystal after you apply these forces. So imagine you really paint X, Y, and Z black lines on the crystal, and then you deform it. Those lines can change to these red ones. So the length of this coordinate in the X direction can change. It can also tip a little bit in the Y and Z directions. The length of the Y and Z vectors can change. And the strain is then defined by a matrix, where the elements of the matrix are the change in the length in the x direction plus the amount you tip in the y and the amount you tip this x vector in the z direction, and also for the y and a z component, similar thing. So there's these nine elements of the strain matrix.